Hi, this is Dr. Tong. With me is one of my patients that I recently treated for discogenic problem and low back pain, Gary. And the reason I interview him is because we have a very educational and interesting conversation with one of my, not really my classmates, an orthopedic surgeon that was trained at the same time at the USC LA County Medical Center when I was as an anesthesiologist resident. So Gary, why don't you summarize your problem for us, and how long have you had, when did your low back pain started?
Well, my back pain started about, I'm going to say about 7 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago. I herniated a disc, which is a real common problem. I'm a firefighter, and I injured it in a lifting accident, and I went to an orthopedic surgeon who treated me primarily with physical therapy and drugs, anti-inflammatory drugs, and pain medication. And I was on physical therapy for approximately 5 months, and during that time, my back got better, and after 5 months, I would say I was almost totally rehabilitated to where I was pretty much pain-free. At that time, the orthopedic surgeon told me that I should restrict what I did and such. I didn't listen to him. I continued to have the same lifestyle and injured my back again and again, and over a period of 7 times, I've had 3 major setbacks with my back. I have constant low back pain, and anything I do exacerbates it, such as sitting, standing for any period of time, or lifting. At that time, I was watching an infomercial. I saw Dr. Tong. I saw testimonies from people that were relieved by the pain. I was fortunate that Dr. Tong was located in San Clemente, where I lived, and I thought, why not try this different method? I had tried acupuncture and chiropractic and had very little relief from that, and I was pretty much living on ibuprofen. So I went to Dr. Tong, and Dr. Tong treated me. I didn't really get too inquisitive to ask what he was doing, but I trusted the fact that he knew what he was doing. He's well educated, and he gave me several injections. I also had some acupuncture, and the day I left his office, I was it was incomprehensible how much relief I had from this pain, and I still didn't know what exactly he had given me. It could have been a cortisone shot, but I don't know that much about the medical profession, so I didn't know. I had no numbness, but I also had no pain. At any rate,
it's not a cortisone shot. Just to
no,
the
no, it wasn't. I later asked one of his colleagues or someone that worked for him what exactly he was giving me, because I was concerned over that. At any rate, I found out that that wasn't the case. So I went on to do my normal, carry on my normal lifestyle, of which golf is one of my mainstays. I enjoy golf and play all the time, but I live on ibuprofen. I was able to play golf, and I won't say I didn't have any pain. I'm a 50-year-old male. I did have a little pain, but not nearly as bad as what I had before.
After the, just one treatment?
After one treatment.
Yes.
Yeah. And after the second treatment, then it made a believer out of me. I virtually had almost no pain at all. I won't say no pain because just, you know, the normal body, I'd be lying if I said I didn't have any, but I'd say of 90% of it was gone. And I felt really comfortable, and I felt like I could go out and just do anything again, which was just remarkable. After the third week, I went out and I played a weekend of golf. I played 36 holes one day and 36 the next, and I was waiting for my back to start hurting, but it really didn't hurt that bad. Very, very, very little pain, far less. There were times that I wouldn't have been able to do that before, but I'd play 18 rounds and I'd have to stay in bed for a day. So this was just remarkable to me. So I feel I'm almost like I don't want to push it too far because it's almost like a miracle. At any rate, I went back to Dr. Tong. I told him that I also, being that this back problem was relieved, that I had a trigger finger. I had had surgery on it probably 3 or 4 weeks before I saw Dr. Tong the very first time, and it wasn't getting any better, although the orthopedic surgeon assured me that it would take some time and maybe after a month or so that it would loosen up. But it wasn't loosening up. It was stiff. It was painful. Dr. Tong said he could treat that as well. He treated that, and after the first treatment, when I left the office, I had mobility in my finger again, and it felt really good. After a couple days, it stiffened up a little bit, and it was probably 50% better than it was the first time he treated it, but it did have a little bit of stiffness. and I've just recently had my second treatment, and I'm anticipating 100% mobility back in my hand, and I presume if it works as good as my back, that my hand will be cured as well. It's hard to believe, but I think he's really onto something here, and I'm just thankful that I came to him. And I was a skeptic, believe me. I'm Western medicine indoctrinated, and this is something new to me, but it works, and that's all I care.
So was I. I was indoctrinated too, but I found a better answer. To keep the record straight, you want to know really what I inject into you?
Well, I
you
know.
You call magic juice.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody told me what exactly it was. I was reluctant because I didn't want cortisone.
It works on everything.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. I had cortisone injections in my hand from my medical doctor. Before they wanted to do surgery, they tried that first. They said that in many cases that'll alleviate the problem, but it didn't. It was far too chronic, so I ended up having the surgery, of which I probably would have been better off just coming to you from the beginning.
That's right.
I probably had better results
Absolutely.
Than I did with the orthopedic surgery, because now I've got a big lump in my hand, and I don't know. I'm sure.
Well, cortisone is not suppress the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Actually, what I give to you is a very, very diluted solution. 1 cc of Novocaine diluted with 11 cc of saline,
mm-hmm.
the thing they use in the IV
right.
Fluid, okay? But it's not what I gave you. It's
mm-hmm.
where I gave to you,
mm-hmm.
okay? Where I gave you determine what else can I treat,
mm-hmm.
from seizure to high blood pressure to pain. Everything can be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at my website, I got plenty of proof,
right.
okay? Let me ask you, how much pain were you in when you first before I gave you the first treatment?
I was in enough pain to I felt like I was in pain all the time. I had difficulty sleeping. I'd have to sleep on my side. So I was in significant pain. I would equate it to having a constant headache in my low back. That would be, if I had to give an analogy, that would be as close as I could say. It was just a chronic, constant pain, but not something I couldn't live with. It wasn't so bad that I couldn't live with the pain, but it was just an irritating pain that was always there that you know, changed my thinking, and I was always kind of, you know, on the low because I always had that pain. It'd be like always having a headache. You can live with it, but do you want to?
Okay. What kind of abnormality define in your MRI or X-ray?
What
the discs.
Yeah, the disc.
Degeneration.
I have degenerative L5, I believe it is. S1 is pretty much gone. I have bone spurs developing.
What do you mean by pretty much gone? How do they know
that? Through the MRI, and I've visualized the MRI, and I don't know how to read it exactly, but I can see that the space between my disc is almost negligible. It's almost all gone. It's almost where the vertebrae are on vertebrae, as opposed to a nice space like in my upper disc. But I have two vertebrae that are almost touching, and then I have four or five that are degenerative that have compressed considerably that don't have good spacing. You know, you can tell by looking. Just a layperson can tell that, hey, this doesn't look right. So,
well, the reason I bring this out is that I want to illustrate a very important point.
Mm-hmm.
Conventional doctors are misled into believing that the degeneration, bone spurs, the disc extrusion are the cause of the pain. They are not. And I want to emphasize, they are not. You still have no cartilage, no disc between L5 and S1, okay,
right.
and all the degeneration, but you have no pain.
That's correct.
Absolutely no pain. I cannot in such a short time change any physical degeneration in your spine, okay.
Right.
What I did is restore the circulation
mm-hmm.
and kept it open.
Mm-hmm.
Now what I'm prescribing to you at home for you to do is getting back the calcium, the mineral, the vitamin, and rebuild the bone. We keep the circulation open, and you replenish all this you know, basic raw material to rebuild the bone, you'll be stronger. I almost promise you that you can go back to do better activity than what you used to be able to do.
Right.
Even though you're getting older, you'll be getting stronger.
Right.
Well, that kind of brings me into the second point. During your second treatment, by the way, how did you sleep after my first treatment?
Well, it was one of the first nights, and I don't know if I can attribute it to the treatment or the herbs that I took, an herbal solution, and I don't know. I had my first night's sleep where I slept all the way through the night, and I've had several nights like that since then, whereas before I'd always get up 2 to 3 times, and I was always tossing and turning, trying to get comfortable in the bed. So I'm sleeping considerably better, so I feel better.
It is both. My treatment, the herb is supposed to supplement the energy portion. The food supplement the physical portion, the body and the mind. You get them together and then you balance them together. But in any case, okay, after your second treatment, I have a colleague of mine. It turns out that he was trained. He is an orthopedic surgeon. Quite well known. He treats a lot of professional athletes. And he used a very innovative technique that improved the function of the back rather than using surgery like everybody else. Okay? And apparently he's very successful so that a lot of professional athletes goes to him. Okay? The thing is that he came to my office because he's looking for somebody who can treat pain. Well, you share the story or your story with him, but he refuses to believe it. He said, "Well, I'm not going to believe somebody from the street. You know, you tell the story just like exactly like you were telling me right now." But he doesn't believe it. Okay, can you want to make a comment on that?
Well, only that I think his ego got in the way, and I think I don't know. I guess I just feel that maybe people just don't want to accept the fact that there are alternatives out there that do work. I even have friends now that have pain, and I tell them to go see the doctor, Dr. Tong, the doctor that I'm seeing, and they go, well, and they're still skeptical because nobody can believe, it's hard for them to believe that they can, he can do a treatment that can cure somebody that's been having this pain for all these years. So I think it's skepticism on his part, and in his part I think it was possibly his ego that got in the way. He was quite an arrogant man. That's the impression I got from him. So,
mm-hmm. Also, he made the comment that the only way that he would believe that is he would do functional tests on your back.
Right.
See how much function you had before my treatment and after my treatment.
Right.
Well, my comment was this: okay, that's not necessary because I'm almost like 99.99% sure that you can go back to your occupation and do more than what you used to be able to do.
Right.
Now that's the best proof.
Right.
And why should I waste more money on all this testing? After a while, you'll be treating the test
mm-hmm.
rather than treating the patient.
Right.
You know, so that's my comment. But anyway, how much medication were you taking before the treatment? How much ibuprofen?
A lot.
Like how many milligrams?
I don't know milligrams, I only know tablets, and I was probably taking, on an average, every 2 to 4 hours if I was doing heavy activity, I would take 2 tablets. So I might take up to 8 to 10 tablets a day, of which I didn't like doing because it gave me a little bit of an upset stomach. But
what else are you taking? Anything else you were taking?
I wasn't really taking anything else, occasionally aspirin, but I wasn't really taking anything else for the pain. That was about it.
So were you able to discontinue this medication or drop it? Or after
I haven't been taking it, no. I don't. Yeah.
From when? From the first treatment?
Yeah, I would say from the first treatment. The one day that I went golfing, I thought I don't know if I put all my faith in it. I better take a couple just as a precaution because it might work as an anti-inflammatory. But for all intent and purpose, I haven't taken any. In fact, I golfed the other day and didn't
Next time,
use any.
Get some homeopathic from me.
Right.
Okay. Those the things I'm giving to you are
mm-hmm.
all non-toxic.
Right.
You never have to worry about side effects.
Right. Exactly.
And but the other thing only suppress the symptom.
Right.
I treat the underlying cause of the disease.
Yeah, I know the ibuprofen. It just covers or masks it, and I know it does a lot of damage to the liver. You know,
that's
it's
right.
Proven that. So
yes.
You
don't
I'm reluctant to use that.
Yeah, you don't want to put any toxin in the system. If not necessary.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much, Gary. You have any other comment about anybody else? Anything on our treatment? Your wife problem?
Well, no, other than the fact that my wife is being treated for serious cancer, that and I'm trying to convince her into taking this approach, but obviously she's reluctant. And I think that just goes without saying is Western medicine is pretty much brainwashed people.
By the way, okay, you can click on to our audio file here.
Right.
I interviewed 2 cancer patients
okay.
that I'm quite successfully treating it. Cancer are very difficult cases to treat even with this method, okay? But these two patients, one a young man, the other one much older,
mm-hmm.
Both had metastatic cancer.
Right.
They took away the cancer in the first time, but it reappeared 3 years later.
Right.
But both times the pain was gone just like that.
Right.
So you might want to have her listen to those files.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Yeah.
I'd like to.
Anyway,
be interesting.
Thank you very much
okay,
for
Dr.
sharing
Todd.
The story with us.
Actually, thank
okay.
you.
Yeah.
You know, you're my hero.
Great. Thanks.